Good evening, this is Ed Jewell, I kill not control for the Black and White Service Net. My name here is Dan. Evening at 9 p.m. on Boomba XW repeater, 146.655 Miller. Repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomba, Texas. This is informing that all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic at play all times, they can take you any time. Is any emergency traffic at this time? Next Boomba and Stubby next meeting will be on Tuesday, August 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Flat Northern Arts Community Center, 10653 Boomba. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur voice is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. If you're a net controller not set the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done as a couple of minutes, please feel free to set the net yourself. You'll find a net demo on our website, www.brc.com. Any echo registration that you wish to check in this evening, please call now.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike Kevin James checking in via Echolink from North Utica, New York, and I believe there may be one other station in here.
Okay, got that. Okay. KB 2FPM, Kevin James, good evening. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, not too bad. KB 2FPM, Kevin James here in North Utica again tonight. Snuck out a little bit earlier today. I went down to the Union Station here, the train station, and I was trying to get some information on the Adirondack Scenic Railway ride, so hopefully in a few weeks here I may hang out with a friend of mine and we may take a scenic ride up on the Adirondack Railways just to and have a nice enjoyable day. Unfortunately, when I got there, I had noticed that there was some damage to the antique locomotive. Apparently a kid went and released a brake on one of the cars and it ran through a section of town. I guess it hit a car and then an automobile, I should say, and then from there continued down the tracks and it slammed into the old antique locomotive, pushing it into the building. So there's been some damage there. They got a crane on site and they're trying to fix some stuff. So, all right, on that note, I'll back out of here. It looks like that other station, maybe our good friend Brian from Canada, who's probably still looking to connect with his brother in Boonville. So not sure if he's going to jump in or not, but I'll pass it back to the net control, KD2FPM, the 7-3.
Okay, very good, Kevin James, on your report this evening. Yeah, you like that train ride. I've never taken it before. It's kind of fun. Yeah, I heard about the that rail car that that youngster disconnected from the thing. Holy smoke. Lucky nobody got killed. That was a good thing about it all. So, yeah, very good. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. We'll take all portable battery and power and mobile stations with the check-in. Please call now. This is N2OIQ, net control for the Black River Ice Service Net. We'll take off now with the call regular members and guests. Please call now.
N2PFM, good evening, Dan. WA2U, good evening.
N2KPR, good evening, Dan.
Okay, we got WA2U, John, and N2KPR, Rich. W2U, John, good evening. How are you doing this evening?
What happened to PFM? I was in before all of them.
We're sorry, George. We missed you. Forgot about you. Go ahead, George. N2O PFM.
Okay, well, good evening, everybody. I'll make it fast. Temperature range was 63 to 86. Temperature here 74 right now. God bless. N2 PFM clear.
Very good, George. Sorry about that. Jump to the top here. Okay, very good. Now we're going to W2U, John. Good evening. How are you doing this evening?
Well, good evening, Dan. WA2U here in the Black River Valley service net. Yeah, I would have gotten George in there. And so anyways, I don't know, maybe it's my radio. You're a little on the light side tonight, Dan. Not full quality, but maybe you're up in a different location. That's okay. We can hear you. That's what counts. It's a whopping 72 degrees here. 72 degrees, so it's cooler out. That's what it is outside, 72 degrees. What are we talking about? I just came in. I was outside for a little while, and the mugs are out there full blast. So tomorrow, I guess, we're going to have a little rain in the morning, I guess, and then it's going to cool off. And it's kind of interesting when they consider what the temperatures are for cooling off. Did not really do a lot today. Copied a number of CDs. Spent a lot of time on the phone. Kathy went out and worked in the garden a little bit this morning before the temperatures got too ridiculous. I have seemed to come to a wall of sorts. I haven't done anything out there in the wood pile. The logs are still there, getting nice and well. Tomorrow they'll be all wet again, but that's okay. So I haven't picked up the saw or done anything out there. I'll wait for cooler temperatures. So, and what else is going on? I guess it's been good weather for the Boonville Fair. I don't know if they ever do attendance counts, but I'm sure people are having fun with that. We were out on the lake yesterday, Kathy and I and our friends. We were out on their pontoon boat, so we had a good time, and the way the lake has been dropping here, I think that might be the last time. And another friend of mine, I think he took his boat out today. I don't know, it's a 23-footer, nice boat, but the place is the slip is, I guess they're going to close that. Well, anyways, it seems like summer's here, and it's hard to think of, you know, not being able to go boating because of the temperatures, but because of the water dropping so rapidly. Anyways, enough of that. So Dan, we'll turn it back over to you. Everyone has a great evening. Stay cool and drink lots of water, I guess. WA to you, back to that. Go outside for a little while.
Doing pretty good, John. Are you folks this evening? Yeah, I might be able to light today. I'm doing the net on my pickup truck in my yard up here in Glenfield. So I haven't done that like that in a long time, but that may be why it sounds different. I need to get that new antenna up on the tower so I can get my radio in the house going yet, but I don't know when we have to get that done. But anyway, between the mobile here and the Echolink, the guy's going when doing it for a while. So. Okay, pretty good, John. Thanks a lot for checking in. Yeah, at the Boonville Fair, they should have attendance every day because they charge at the gate. They charge the gate because they have tickets. So I'm sure they get a lot better count. Blues County Fair in Lavo, they have a huge turnout down there, but they don't charge at the gate. So, but Boonville Fair is huge, so I'm sure they can get a better head count than Lavo. Okay, very good, John. Thanks a lot. N2OIQ. We're going to N2KPI, Rich. And how are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm definitely trying to stay cool. By the way, good evening, everybody. Georgia, good evening. Back to you, Dan. N2KPI. Oh, by the way, Dan, it seems like when I was broadcasting on the radio, it was coming back through Echolink. That's why I killed my Echolink. and I don't know what was going on, but I figured, well, something happened, and this way here was not going to bother me at all. Thank you, and continue.
Ah, I don't know. Okay, very good, Seth. Thanks a lot for checking in, Steven. And your day activity there, some sours to Farmville Pass. Okay. Well, I've got the bugs up deck tonight. Holy smokes. These bugs are tearing me away here. Okay, very good. This is N2OYQ, and that's control for a Black Flag Service Staff. Let's just wait for the check-in.
Try it on this one, Dan. Maybe I can make it into the repeater.
Okay, N5AO, Jack, there's another station trying to get in there too. Same time you were, Bill. Go ahead with the other station.
N5AOW, not much to report this evening. Warm day, pretty hot here. Took it easy, didn't do a whole lot. Scraped and wire brushed and painted the Vilco door. Got that cleaned up, just doing a little maintenance and wrapping it up from there. Didn't want to get involved in too much, trying to give the back a little rest. Other than that, it was quite warm. Don't know what the temperature was, but hot enough. Glad to see the sun and a little bit of heat. It's a couple of days they call summer. It sounds good to me, and it works for me. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Dan. You have a fine evening. N5AOW.
Okay, very good, Bill. I'm going to report there this evening. And everything there today, so thank you, and for the day. So. Okay, very good. Thanks a lot for checking in. We'll talk to you later. Any other station wishing to check in, please call now.
KD2AIT, good evening.
And KC2UXG.
AK4NXA, portable.
KD2AIT, KD2UXG, and another station didn't get the call, but portable, go ahead, the portable station, we'll take you first.
Thank you, Net Control. This is Kilo Kilo 4, November X-ray Alpha. I'm Chris up at the ALC, and just checking in tonight. It was a hot day indeed, but we did survive it. Late time today, and otherwise it was mostly pleasant, so looking forward to a little cooler weather tomorrow. This is KK4NXA, back to net.
Okay, very good. I'm the reporter this evening, and thanks a lot for checking in. We'll talk to you another time for sure. Okay, we're going to KD2AIT. This is N2OIQ. Hi Jeff, how are you doing this evening?
Good evening, it's KD2AIT. Doing alright. Warm one today. Real warm. But we did a lot of driving around today. Had to go up to Syracuse and do some stuff, and got back here, and boy, it is warm. Did take a nice walk up on the towpath. Stretched the leg a little bit. And kind of tinkering around here online. Going to have to bend a little while. That's about all I got to report. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Very good, Jeff. I'm your reporter this evening, and you checked the Syracuse in the back, and it was very warm today. I think that high here is just around 90, 90, 92. But I just don't think it's kind of like this. I had to go to a log earlier, but other than that, the air conditioning in the truck and the air conditioning in the house works out really well, for sure. So.
Okay, very good, Jeff. Thanks a lot for talking to you later.
Okay, we'll go on to KC2 USG. Give me Mark and how are everything with you this evening?
Well, things are going well here, Dan. I had a temperature of 62, believe it or not. I think the batteries are getting a little low in my temperature indicator, so I guess I'll have to dig some batteries out and get those changed. And, hey, I got one for everybody out there. I had my exhaust pipe completely cracked in two, and my wife was driving it, of course, and she got home with it and said, hey, Mark, what's going on? So, yeah, I went out and checked it out, and I did what everybody does. I went out and got a soup can and a couple of clamps and, you know, fixed it temporarily until I get some new parts. But does that bring back memories for some of you guys? And, well, that's about here from this end of it. I got some new parts I'm going to pick up tomorrow, and maybe I'll put a new exhaust system on the truck. So this is KC2 UXG. I'm back to net control. Good evening. 73 Sol.
Very good, Mike. I'm the reporter. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the thing from the past. That's for sure. I'm not something I've done that myself before. You know, it works for the time being until you get, get sick. But oh, yeah. There's a lot of people who've done that. Okay. Very good. You have a good evening. Talk to you later. Thanks for checking in. This is M2OIQ, not control for the Black and White Service Net. Okay, any comments or queries for that? Okay, with that, we can make sure we have nine check-ins myself, so I made a really nice set. Same as last night, so thank everybody for taking part, and with that, we're going to close the map. This is N2OIQ, now closing the Black and White Service Net. Return the repeater to other amps here. 73 is doing it all. N2OIQ for that.
This is KD2FPM. I'm going to be signing out of the Echolink system on this repeater. Thank you very much for use of the Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully I'll catch you guys tomorrow night. 73, KD2FPM is clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come out, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
WBX, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, I got KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. And N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. There was a station, I believe, before that, right in the beginning, and you were breaking the repeater, but there was no audio. Want to try it again? Go ahead. And any other stations? With or without fabric. Okay, I got N5, so I know who it is. N5AOW. Good evening, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. Anyone else? Any other stations for acting? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 73s. Have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2 that and that.